my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and welcome to Friday, the last day of this week. And we have another week left in the month of May. And I trust already you're knocking some things off the list of what you want to accomplish. You know, I've heard of people, they have bucket lists. I've never had a bucket list. I said, what do you want to go see? Not really anything. But I do have a work list, things I want to get accomplished, things I want to take care of in my life this summer. And before God takes me home to be with him, there's so much that I want to get done. And I pray that you will have a fulfilled summer. Don't just simply make it play. High school boys, your juniors and seniors, girls, have to work a job. You have to work, 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 save. Get ahead of the game here. And don't be waiting all summer long. In August, you're going to think about getting a job too late. College students, all college boys, you need at least a 40-hour week job. And really, you're going to get in trouble if that's all you do, 168 hours a week. So you're going to need to work another 20 somewhere. So 60 hours a week, that'll still give you 108 hours for yourself. So be very, very careful. Here's a song. I Know My God Can Do It. Quartet, you sing for us, please.
Three Hebrew boys were thrown into the fire because before the king they would not bow. But they said, listen, King, let it be known. We serve a living God, we're not alone. Well, I know my God can do it. To him there's nothing to it. I know he'll see you through it, sweet victory. Well, even when storms are raging, he is the rock of ages. I know that he is able, mighty is he.
They marched around the walls of Jericho. They knew that they would fall, God told them so. Just like he worked for them, he's working now. Our God will never change, he has great power.
Well, I know my God can do it. To him there's nothing to it. I know he'll see you through it, sweet victory. Well, even when storms are raging, he is the rock of ages. I know that he is able, mighty is he. Can do it. To him there's nothing to it. I know he'll see you through it, sweet victory. Well, even when storms are raging, he is the rock of ages. I know that he is able, mighty is he. I know my God can do it. To him there's nothing to it. I know he'll see you through it, sweet victory. Well, even when storms are raging, he is the rock of ages. I know that he is able, mighty is he.
Well,
I know that he is able, mighty is he.
I know my God can do it. I do too. But if not, you ever get that way? I'm always amazed for the Ethan at in the Gospels where God fed the 5,000, and two chapters later, the people did not think he could feed 4,000. You know, I know God gave us souls. I know God gave us buildings. I know God gave us properties. But I don't know about today. Oh my goodness. We're just weak, aren't we, folks? And God can do anything. God can do anything. I don't even know who I'm talking about right now because I can't remember who told me. A preacher called me about a month ago. He said, the Lord just gave us 200 acres. Someone just gave it to us. Praise the Lord. You know, isn't that amazing? And God can do anything. God can do absolutely anything, but failed. We have literally within less than a mile, several of these computer companies where two of the men just retired, younger than me, and part of their package was a $6 billion exit strategy. And then, of course, they have stocks and they have all these other things. But I've often thought it'd be so awesome to win them to Christ. And I want to watch my motto. I like to see him miss hell. But wouldn't it be great if I say once in a while, Lord, give me $1 billion from this Silicon Valley. And I pray that I can invest it. And I know legally you cannot do things secret like that anymore. Maybe I could put it in some type of, I don't want any pastor to know, lest they become beholden to us. I don't want that. Wouldn't it be great to just dump $1 million on this pastor and $1 million on this missionary and say, well, that would destroy them. Guess what? Dump $1 million here, we'll need another million. Praise the Lord for that. No one cared so much. Go ahead, Echoes, Pulpit Echoes, you sing for us. I like this song.
There's no other name so sweet as Jesus. No one ever cared so much for me as to shed his precious blood to save me. No one ever cared so much for me. There's no one who cares like Jesus. There's no friend so precious to me who would carry a cross up to Calvary. No one ever cared so much for me.
When I see him face to face in glory, I will bow at his nail-scarred feet, and I'll thank him for the pain he suffered, because he cared so much for me.
Today, we close out the week's broadcast with Proverbs 24, verse 1. Be not envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them. You know, isn't it amazing? Sometimes we look at wealth and we look at people that succeeded and we think, boy, I tell you, they've got it all together. If I could just have... And we begin to, well, here it is, Psalm 73. Truly God is good to Israel, even as such are clean heart. Well, but look what he says. I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Verse 3, Psalm 73. He says, there's no bands in their death. But their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men. Neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore, pride compassed them as with a chain. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than their heart could wish. Just, it's a flowing with abundance of things. They're corrupt. They speak wickedly. They speak lofty. Their mouth is against the heavens. Their tongue walketh in the earth. They say, how does God know? God doesn't know. God doesn't. Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world, and they increase in riches. Verily, I've cleansed my heart in vain. I've washed my hands in innocency. He just says, you know, I've just, what's the use? I'm struggling in every area of life, and they're succeeding. And then he said this, when I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. Until. How would you like verse 17? Psalms 73:17. Until. They were successful. They had money. They had riches. They could buy anything they wanted. Until I went into the sanctuary of God. And I understood their end. You see, there are these people with all this prosperity and seems like they don't have trouble. They're in the present. But what about the end? One day, you've heard that poem. I've read it, I'm certain, years ago on the broadcast. And you go to the cemetery, you see the date of someone's birth, and you see the date of their death. But in the middle, there's a dash. And what you do in the middle, from the day you're born to the day you die, that's what you'll be remembered for with your life. And so many times people are going to have their houses stuffed with portraits and paintings and china and valuables and silver and gold and rolling hills and lands and abundance and cars and you name it. You got it all. But what about when you come to the end of your journey? Ms. Treber and I have a very nice house about four blocks from the church. It's 65 years old. It's a two-story house. It's about 1,400 square feet. We're so blessed. It's a nice house. Not a big house, but it's a nice house. But you know, it just seems like everything's breaking on that house. And over the last year, I just keep fixing, repairing, bringing people in. My wife and I said, maybe we ought to just move to a one-bedroom apartment, you know? And it's an amazing thing. If we're not careful, we are grabbing to get. I heard the illustration so many years ago. I don't know if this is true, but they say when a baby is born and soon thereafter, their hands are just grabbing all the time. And I can tell you that's true. But I heard that when you die, your hand always opens. We have a mortician in the church. I should ask him. But see, in other words, you can't take it with you, friend. You just cannot take it with you. I mentioned that a year ago or so, and somebody sent me a picture of an old, maybe a 1930s, beautiful Hearst, old car, running boards, just beautiful, sharp as could be. And I said, you've never seen a U-Haul behind a Hearst. And they put a U-Haul trailer behind that thing. And I look at that picture from time to time. No, you're not taking it with you. But you can lay up a bunch in heaven right now. Let's not be envious what people have and what we don't have. Thank God for everything we have. Father, you've been so good to us. May the nation and the world have a great Lord's Day this Sunday is my prayer. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcasts and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.